Title: Break Transient Control for Pirate Radio Energy Advanced. All right, let's build that Pirate Radio break energy. You know the feeling. Front of speaker, slightly illegal, like the drums are getting rinsed through an overdriven broadcast chain. And the trick is not just make it louder. It's transient control, deciding, very deliberately, what part of each hit is attack, what part is body, and what part is tail, and then shaping those in stages so the groove stays aggressive, consistent, and fast at 170+. By the end of this, you'll have a repeatable Ableton stock workflow, a three-chain rack that gives you clean punch, parallel smack, and a controlled air tick layer. Then we'll add a little clipping-style stabilization, tighten tails, so the roll doesn't smear, and finally automate it like a DJ is pushing your brake harder through the drop. Let's go. First, prep the brake. Grab a classic loop, Amen, Think, Hot Pants, anything you trust, and drag it into arrangement. Go into clip view and turn warp on. Now choose your warp mode based on what you're going for. If you want the whole brake to stretch smoothly, Complex Pro is fine. But if you want that tighter, more percussive feel, switch to Beats. And in Beats mode, set Preserve to 1/16 to start, make sure transients are on, and set the envelope somewhere around 40-70%. Lower envelope gets you more choppy and tight, higher keeps more of the natural sustain. We'll control sustain later anyway, so don't be scared to go a little tighter. Now gain staging. This is where people accidentally sabotage transient work. Set clip gain so your break peaks around -10 to -6 dBFS. If you already know you're going to saturate hard, even -12 is totally fine. You're not trying to impress the meters yet. You're making room for the processing to do its job cleanly. Now we build the main tool, an audio effect rack on the break track. Name it Break Transients Rack. Inside it, create three parallel chains. Chain 1 is clean punch. This is the anchor. It should still sound like the actual break, just more controlled and more confident. Put EQ8 first. High pass around 30 Hz, steep slope, because we're not trying to manufacture sub from the break. Then make a small dip, somewhere between 250 and 400 Hz, maybe -2 to -4 dB, medium Q. That's just to clear boxiness so the snap reads better. Next, add drum bus. Keep boom at 0. We are not doing the big boom thing here. Set drive somewhere like 5-15%. Crunch very low. And then the important part. Transients, +10 to +30. That's your clean snap control. If the top gets harsh, use damp, maybe 5-20%, just to take the edge off without dulling everything. Then put glue compressor after drum bus. Set attack around 10 milliseconds, so the transient gets to punch through. Release on auto or around 0.1 to 0.3 seconds, ratio 2:1. Pull the threshold down until you see about 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction on peaks. Keep makeup off and gain match manually. This clean chain is basically, let the hit speak, just make it more assertive. Chain 2 is smack. This is the pirate punch. It's parallel on purpose, because we want to destroy a copy of the break, then blend it in for density and forwardness without flattening the main groove. Start with saturator. Use analog clip. Drive it hard, +6 to +12 dB. Turn soft clip on. Then pull output down so you're not fooling yourself with loudness. After that, glue compressor. This time, attack fast, around 0.3 milliseconds. Release around 0.1 seconds, ratio 4:1. Push it so you get 4 to 8 dB of gain reduction. This chain is supposed to feel like it's getting clamped and printed. Then EQ8, if it needs bite, at a small high shelf. +1 to +3 dB around 6 to 10 kHz. If it gets painful, notch a little around 3.5 to 5 kHz. That band is where pirate excitement can turn into why does my head hurt. Chain 3 is AIR and tick. This is the perceived speed layer. It's not about making the whole break bright. It's about isolating that little transient tick, so the break feels faster without turning into hiss. Put EQ8 first and high pass aggressively, somewhere around 4 to 7 kHz with a steep slope. You should be mostly hearing hat edges, snare crack, and that little grit on the top. Then drum bus again. Transients higher here, like +20 to +40. Drive low, 0 to 10%. We want shape, not thickness. Then utility. Widen this band, around 120 to 150%, and turn bass mono on with the crossover around 120 Hz. It barely matters on this chain because we high passed it, but it's a good habit. Wide highs, stable lows. Now, balance the chains. Start with clean at 0 dB. Smack down around -10 to -16 dB. Air down around -14 to -20 dB. Then slowly bring smack up until it feels like the brake is stepping forward. Bring air up until it feels faster. If you start thinking, wow, that's crispy, you've probably gone too far. Now make it playable with macros. Macro 1. Snap. Map it to the drum bus transients on the clean chain, and also to the drum bus transients on the air chain. One knob to make the brake feel closer. Macro 2. Smack. Map it to the volume of the smack chain. This is your density fader. Macro 3. Air. Map it to the volume of the air chain. Macro 4. Crunch. You can map this to the smack chain saturator drive or drum bus crunch if you edit it there. This is your radio getting overloaded control. Macro idea from the coaching side. Add a utility after the whole rack, and map a macro called match to its gain, plus or minus 6 dB, because any decision you make about this hits harder is unreliable if it's just louder. Level match your A/B. You'll make better calls instantly. Alright, next stage. Clipping style transient control. The DNB way. After the rack, put a saturator if you want a little extra shave. Soft sine or analog clip works. Drive plus 2 to plus 6 dB. Soft clip on. Then after that, put a limiter. Think of this as a gentle clipper substitute. Set look ahead as low as possible. 0 to 1 ms. Release on auto. Then raise the limiter gain until you see about 1 to 3 dB of reduction on the loudest hits. The point isn't to crush the loop. It's to shave unpredictable peaks, so you can push the brake forward without it jumping out in a nasty way. Quick advanced coaching note. Leave the very first transient unsmashed. If your drop feels weirdly flat, it's often because the first snare and kick got flattened by your densifying stage. Automate the saturator drive or the limiter input down for the first one or two hits of the drop. Then bring it back. That contrast makes the drop feel bigger than just everything max. Now, tails. Pirate energy dies when tails smear and the groove blurs. We want the roll to be tight, but we can't destroy ghost notes. So we tighten intelligently. Simple option. Gate after the rack, or even only on the clean chain if you want. Set threshold so ghost notes still pass. Attack fast, around 0.5 to 2 ms. Hold 20 to 40 ms. Release 60 to 130 ms. And do not hard mute it. Set the floor around minus 6 to minus 15 dB. The goal is tighten, not chop into silence. More advanced option. Multiband dynamics as a low tail tamer. Focus on the low band, or low and mid. Use gentle downward compression so sustain reduces a bit, like 1 to 3 dB on tails, ratio about 2:1. Keep the attack not too fast, maybe 10 to 30 ms, so you don't kill the transient you worked so hard to keep. Now we make it musical. Arrangement automation. This is where the pirate rinse actually happens. Think in 4-bar energy blocks. In the first 4 bars of a drop phrase, keep snap around 40% and keep smack fairly low. Bars 5 to 8, ride smack up gradually like 2 to 4 dB over that section. Bars 9 to 16, bring in AIR for excitement. Then pull AIR back on the last bar to set up the next phrase. That pullback is important. If you're at full hype all the time, nothing feels like it lifts. For a fill technique, duplicate your break clip for the last half bar. In that fill clip, switch warp mode to beats, preserve to 1/32, drop envelope to around 30 to 40%, and push crunch. Same rhythm, but it feels like the radio signal is tearing for a moment. And do call and response with your bass. When the bass is busiest, pull AIR down a little so you don't stack top-end fatigue. When the bass leaves space, push AIR and snap so the brake steps forward without you turning up the fader. Now check reality in the mix. Soloed, your brake should honestly sound a bit too hyped. That's normal. In context with sub and bass, it should feel correct. Focus your attention on the snare envelope, not the whole loop. The snare is the perceived loudness anchor in DNB. When you increase snap, are you lifting snare crack? Or are you accidentally making hats dominate? If hats start sounding like paper, that's usually over transient boosting or a nasty band in the 3 to 6 kHz range. Also, if the brake feels crunchy but not punchy, consider that it might be a warp or phase problem. Try different preserve settings in beats mode, like 1/8 versus 1/16 versus 1/32. Sometimes the wrong one gives the best crack. And if it's a short loop that can run without time stretching, test warp off just to see if the transients come back to life. Pro tip time. Microsurgery. Once your rack feels good, resample the break to audio. Then zoom all the way in and do tiny clip fades, like 1 to 5 milliseconds, on problem spikes. Often it's a hat tick right before the snare that makes things feel papery. This is the fastest fix that doesn't dull the whole loop. If you want a darker, heavier vibe, Here are two quick upgrades. 1. Mid/side air control. Put a Q8 after the rack, switch it to M/S mode, and add a gentle high shelf on the sides only, like +1 to +2 dB. That widens excitement without messing up the center, where your kick and snare need to stay solid. 2. Broadcast bite without harshness. Add multiband dynamics after the rack, isolate the high band above about 5 or 6 kHz, and do a small amount of downward compression, like 2 to 4 dB range. Fastish attack to catch stings, then add a tiny gain lift on that band. It's like controlled pre-emphasis. Consistent edge, fewer painful surprises. Now a quick practice run you can do in about 20 minutes. Choose an Amen, warp it to 172 BPM. Build the 3-chain rack, clean, smack, air. Set macros. For the first 8 bars, snap at about 30%, smack around minus 12 dB. For the next 8 bars, snap around 50%, smack around minus 6 dB, and add a little IR lift for bars 13 to 16. Then add the limiter post-rack and push for about 2 dB of reduction. Export a loop with the rack off, then with the rack on, and level match when you compare. Listen for one thing. Does the snare feel closer without becoming harsh? Final recap. Pirate Radio Energy is controlled transients plus density, not just volume. Use parallel chains. Clean for punch, smack for clip density, air for tick and speed. Let transients through on the main chain, smash in parallel. Light clipping or limiting stabilizes peak so you can push forward without losing punch. Control tails so the groove rolls tight at TNB tempo. And automate across phrases so the energy moves like a rinse, not a static setting. If you tell me which brake you're using and your BPM, and whether your bass is mid-forward or sub-heavy, I can suggest exact starting macro positions and where to carve pockets so the snare stays king.